They should have to say, how the chitul zayim koyim etav kishosim im tashil oy pas. That which we say, that wheat and barley are from before, before the shivas aminim, they're talking about when you made them into something that you make a mezayinus on, or hamoitzi on, abo choices hachita, if a chot bar yadoma, ain't no kedem the meals by break. If you're eating the raw kernels or toasted kernels, and you make a bar yadoma on them, they don't come before bar yadoma. So before, machlekes, whether when you have bar yadoma and bar yadoma, if you could do either one, or preferable to do bar yadoma first. The Buddha says that the Chatil should do the boy creates first, and brings from Magen Avraham and says there's only one the boy creates is more chofit, prefers that. Grain comes before these grains are by Piyatama. If they're equal, then you should make a bracha on the chita first, since it's early in the pasuk. That's according to Magen Avraham. But the Vilna Gaon says, according to the first opinion we saw in Sifalot, that says when the brachas are not the same, there's no order, so two of one of them is the Shiva Samina, there'll be no order. You make whichever one you want. Make that. So, Bruce says, even according to his opinion, if the wheat, the one that's made of wheat is the mochavis, you should make him at first, because we have opinions that say that chavis comes first. So, the bottom line is, if you have roasted or puffed wheat or barley, and you have things from the shivas aminim, there are some opinions that say there's no order, and other opinions say that you should, the barley create comes first, in a case where you prefer it over the wheat or barley. Even though it's written later in the pasuk, Ramah says, "There are some mitzvahs that condemns the bills by min of mezonis, the kosher can't shout brachas. There are some mitzvahs, the most kosher of all the brachas, that comes before mezonis. We're talking about a case where he wants to eat mezonis and he wants to eat the meal, and if he's going to eat the mezonis in the meal, he'll also make a mezonis out of it. Certain types of pasabol and kismin we saw before make a mezonis even if he did during the meal. In such a case, you should wash first and then afterwards make a brach on the mezonis." If it's something that you don't have to make a bracha on when it's in the meal, then for sure you should not eat it right before the meal, because you're making a bracha which is not necessary. First make the sefer time, they'll cover it. Even though the other thing is more choshev, for example, you have a bread made out of barley, and you have a mezonos parz made out of wheat, so even though the second one is wheat, is more choshev, but since you make a mois on the first one, that's the first mois takes preference over everything. All these orders are when you want to eat both of them. You don't have to go out of your way to find something more choshev to make the bracha. The other one is in front of you, but if you only plan to eat one of them, you make a bracha on that, whether it's more choshev or less choshev. Even if he knows they're going to eventually bring him something more choshev, he also doesn't have to wait for it to come. He can make the bracha now. Have in mind to pattern what's going to come afterwards. B'chol d'sof l'haftim hayin d'afka l'chadchila. Avim ov v'chashen, if you didn't make the bracha on the most choshev of one, in bachas shavas yoitze, v'in tzof l'afal bach, azeh shayu l'haftim. He was supposed to make a bracha on the shivas aminim. He make the bracha on the apple. So even though we pass on the shivas aminim is koidem, the fatim is mochovim, the yevin, if he made a bracha, and the less choshev one covers the more choshev one, u'bilvach v'yidaita olam d'ilachosa. You have to have kavanah to pater. In other words, since you made the bracha on the less choshev one, so covers the more choshev one only if you clearly wanted to cover that. But if you ate some apples and you weren't planning to eat grapes, then you saw those grapes in the refrigerator, or you changed your mind, and you have to make the bracha on the grapes. Even if they were both in front of them, you have to mechavah the faith to pater. That's an important thing. According to this, Leil Nosh Hashanah, this, you have dates there and apples. So best thing, you should make the bracha on the dates. But for some reason, you made the bracha on the apple. So it would cover the dates only if you really had intention to pater that with the bracha. You have to have kavana to finish the pater. So much is not enough that you had kavana to eat it. You have to kavana that this bracha should go on there. So the person in the bracha makes a bracha on the apple, then he sees there's a date there and says something. The guest says, well, did you have kavana for that? No? Okay, let's make another bracha. Now, what happens if you have something, so you have an apple and an olive? So we paskin that you make a bracha on the olive even though you like the apple more. So according to that, it should come out that if you made a bracha on the apple, you don't have kavanah to finish for the olive, it's not covered. But, Shabu says, since we saw the sheet of the Rambam is you go by the chavit, you go by one that you like more. So according to the Rambam, he did it in the right order. Now, something on the sheet is whether the second thing is included or not. But if you ever made a bracha on the one you like more, the apple, like the Rambam, then you should not go and make a bracha on the olive or whatever it is.
And he says the other way around also. Since the Rambam holds you're supposed to go by the Chavis, so if you have a Shivas Aminim, you have another one that's just more Chavis. You have an olive and apple, you prefer the apple. So even though we possibly should make a bracha on the olive, if you have Kavanah B'Feirish, to be going to the apple, because according to the Rambam, having Kavanah B'Feirish on the apple, it won't work, because he holds, you should have made the bracha on the apple. So the best thing is always have Kavanah to pass through everything and avoid all the confusion.